This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We've got the lead coming up in about 15 minutes here, where we'll take a look at all the big sports stories going on in Cleveland. I think what Kirk is saying is true. Like, This should be the most desperate we see the Cavaliers, provided they actually win in the entirety of the whole series.
Well, and at least we see it being reflective based off of what the early reports are that all three of the guys that were injured are going to play.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be different if we both felt this way, and then it seemed like, yeah, it looks like all three aren't going to be playing no matter what. Now, we would obviously say, well, they just can't play because they're very injured.
Yeah.
But the idea that they are going to play, and they are going to play through these injuries, I mean, yeah, this is DEFCON 27 million.
And, I mean, there were moments in game one where you saw Evan, after he got his foot got injured, you saw Evan hobbling up and down the court. So, we have seen desperation from the Cavs. We have seen urgency. I just think this is the one where, you know, if only one of those three guys or none of those three guys can play, there should be I love the word desperation, because that's exactly where you are. I think what's going to be interesting, though, is even if you play the guys who two or the three or all three or one of the three, however many of the guys play tonight or don't, mm-hmm. It'll be interesting then to see, all right, how does Kenny Atkinson then leverage the bench? Because something he said after game two was, my one regret, which makes us funny.
His only regret
was maybe not going deep enough into the bench.
Yeah, if the three of them can't play, I mean, how deep do we end up going?
I mean, I just don't think there's a bad answer. Like, I think one of the things that Kenny gets, and I think this is why I actually kind of buy what he was saying, is you just never know. Maybe I think Fedor referenced the Jairus Walker minutes, which were atrocious in game two, but you still got to go there.
No, but I did like how Fedor pushed back, because it's where my brain goes as well, where the pushback on the idea, Donovan's different because he's playing injured right now, but in the playoffs, guys can play 40 minutes. It's not crazy. I know the Pacers play quicker, but look at all these other series. Guys are playing into the 40-minute territory. You can do it. And so it wasn't even like you thought at the end of it, Atkinson should have been named Kenny Thibodeau. You know, he wasn't grinding these guys into the ground. And even at the end of it, he still felt like he could have done more for those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think more Jalen Tyson moments make sense. If for whatever reason DeAndre's limited tonight. Now, listen, I don't think we're getting to Amani Bates or to Luke Travers, but maybe Naquan Tomlin. I mean, there's another big that you could throw out there. He's looked good in small moments, even though he's incredibly raw. Honestly, even Tristan. Like, I do think, like, again, we're not talking quality minutes. What was my big beef 3 years ago with JB Bickerstaff is he looked down his nose at the Lamar Stevens thing, and it's like you just never know. Like, you give a guy a small amount of run and see if he's comfortable. Because comfortability masks a lot of deficiencies in the playoffs. If you can just match the intensity of the, you can kind of hide in plain sight and be quietly productive.
Well, and then that also takes, though, measuring up and finding out which players are the lights being too bright for and which ones do feel that comfortable.
Do you feel, I mean, I know where you're going to go with this. Do you feel like there's
obvious.
Anybody?
Yeah. It's obvious with Ty Jerome right now. I mean, it's until proven otherwise.
I'll continue to go back to, I mean, the lights weren't too bright in the Miami series. So I think he's just overexposed. I don't think he can be your, I mean, effectively he's your point guard, even when Donovan's on the court right now. I don't think that's the secondary point guard, third creator, then I think you have a different, like that to me is the Darius bump.
I mean this with all due respect to Miami, but Miami's just not, they're not a level of a playoff team that you typically find anyway. Like as much as I trash Indiana, Indiana's a much better team than what Miami
is. Well, yeah, but for the first two games of that series, Ty had Darius. Like, I really do look at Darius' return. If Darius can play 20 or more minutes tonight, I look at it as a twofer, because I think you're going to get a better Ty Jerome because of that, too.
And hopefully you should. But what I contended before, though, and I think is true, is that because Ty was so bad in game two, it's almost anything you can get out of Darius is going to be such a positive, because it's not going to be 1-for-14. And I don't say that to like throw down Ty Jerome. I say that more to uplift what I think Darius's production and what even 60, 65% of Darius can offer.
Yeah. We shouldn't be surprised by this, but do you think it was interesting that Kurt said he thinks Darius is more important to this, even more so than Evan?
I wrote it down mainly because I thought he was highlighting something that I think is going to be beneficial to Darius in the long term, that his value's never been more evident in the past two games than what it is right now. Like without him there, we've seen all that he does and what he offers up to this team in a way that I feel like when we talk about it in the summer, if they have to try to maybe make some changes or something, we're going to be like, whoa, 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 don't mess with Darius. We saw what happened when Darius wasn't on the court.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. We probably more than anyone, really went in and out of the conversation of Darius and wanting credit and all this, and Darius kind of being the forgotten man amongst the big three, the core four, because Darius really the truly forgotten man of the core four. But of the three highest ceiling players, Darius, I mean, it's either Evan or Donovan that gets a bulk of the credit.
Mm-hmm.
I do kind of like this as a wake-up call to everybody else.
Yeah.
About just how important Darius is for all those teams that a year ago were trying to cherry-pick the Cavs, like the Spurs offering the fourth and eighth picks in a bad draft for Darius.
It stinks that absence has to make the heart grow fonder here, Nick, but it feels like that's the case here with Darius.
So, that's a really good point, by the way. Just before we wrap, like that's a really good point, because there are some Cavs fans who I think the first chance to blame anybody, they go right to Darius. I don't know that mm-hmm. that's a big majority, but I do think it's a vocal minority.
Yeah, and I feel like after this series, and depending how long this postseason goes, I feel like if anybody tries to go down that road, they'll just look like an idiot at this point.
Great stuff with Kurt Heelan there. We got plenty to get to, but Browns mini camps rolling along starting today. Cavs Pacers game 3. Oh, Gardo's big series against the Phillies, and they've been winning quite a bit recently. All that and more coming up on The Lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.